Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Welcome back to Unveiled by Grace podcast with your host, with your brother, your man of God, Ron. How you guys doing today on this beautiful day? Hope you guys are doing great. Man, yes, we're back. Episode 5. On this episode, man, we're going to be talking about removing the lid. Oof. What do you mean by that, Ron? Oh, man, removing the lid. I mean, that can go into so many different ways. I'll just say that. Well, I'll start with this. A lot of us, including myself, a lot of us have kept the lid on. Or like I like to look at it as like a water bottle. You know, the plastic bottles that you buy, the purified water, Dasani, whatever. A bottle, a water bottle. A bottle of water, I should say. The cap, remove it. Remove it, right? Remove it, remove it. But let's go a little deeper, right? Let's go a little deeper. Removing the lid. Let's really get into that. Removing the lid. What do I mean by that? What do we mean by removing the lid? I mean, how can I get into this? Opening yourself up to new opportunities. Revealing hidden truths. Freeing oneself from constraints. It can represent unveiling secrets, exposing darkness to light, and welcoming God guidance from God. Whew, I know that's a bunch of different things. So let's just start with a level of opening yourselves to new opportunities. See, for me, for so long, man, definitely been in restraints, definitely been in what one would call bondage or limitation, right? A lot of it was in my thinking. A lot of it was in my habits. A lot of it has been in not communicating properly as well, you know? Restraints can be on your mouth, what you say. Sometimes the things you say could hold you back, right? The way you think, your mind, right? What you listen to, what you're around, your environment. So many things. Who are we going in? Removing the lids. Look, first, I just want to say, man, I'm so grateful. Before I get into it, because this message, this is going to be one of the longest episodes, because right now in my life, and I'm sure in a lot of your lives, man, you're at that point where you've been growing in God. You've been understanding or growing your understanding, right, into how he is and what he's doing in your life and what he's called you to do and be and purpose and things of that nature, right? So I know my process when I began to really seek God and really he began to show me, right? A lot of things began to be revealed to me, and I began to see, oh man, it's been you all this time. But no, let me go back and let me just say, man, I'm grateful and so thankful to be here with the podcast. I'm excited. I'm really just overwhelmed with joy because I literally I know, I feel and I believe I'm doing not something that I love, but not only something that I love, but I know he's called me to do, and I'm excited. I mean, like, he's always giving me different things to speak about through his word and just to give back to you guys. So I'm excited, man. I'm excited to be here. It's the weekend. You know, I got a little time today, so I said, man, let me put out another episode. And I just put out one yesterday. And usually I record and I probably put something out the next day. But I think it just depends, man. Sometimes I can't hold it. I gotta give it to you guys. But sometimes I'll hold it, you know, if just the time isn't right. So, but this one, I don't know. It'll probably be up today or tomorrow. But anyways, I'm glad to be here. I'm grateful to be here. So let's get back into it. A lot of us, we have restraints. And when we begin to seek God, when we begin to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord, he begins to show us things through his Holy Spirit. We begin to so to speak, the old must die, right? And the new creation. Nah, I ain't gonna tell y'all about that right now. That's something else. That's a whole nother time when the time is right. But new creation, right? We are a new creation. We are a new creature. We are a new creature. But in that process, right? That process, he begins to show you. And we begin to literally see the change. We begin to see, oh man, I've been living in limitation. Wow, it's been me holding me back. It's been me getting in the way of what God is doing and what he's wanting to do in my life and what he's sorry guys, I don't know if you guys heard that, but sorry, something happened with the phone. Anyways, but we began to see kind of how, where the things that have been limiting us and how we've been in bondage to certain things. And now at this stage, we are removing the lid so that we can not only just be free, because salvation is free. Jesus died for us, for our sins. So any chains, any bondage, any lack thereof in our lives, and any missteps, any things, we give those things to him. And now we can move and be like the wind, right? Like Papa would say, this is the year of the wind. But removing those limitations, remove the lid. Now let's go a little deeper. Once we begin to remove the lid, now we allow God's Spirit, his Holy Spirit, to flow, to reveal. Now I'm going to go into the word here. We're going to go to Luke 8:17. And it says, "For there is nothing hidden that will not be disclosed, and nothing concealed that will not be known or brought out into the open." Now, some people will look at that on a level of, oh, what's done in the dark shall come to the light, which is true. But let's go deeper. Let's look at it from the perspective of God's mysteries, the hidden things of God. When we begin to remove the lid, when we begin to humble ourselves, when we begin to yield to him, when we begin to allow his Holy Spirit to guide us, that's when we can go into the deep. That's when we are the lid is removed. Now he can fill us. Now he can move us and transport us. Now we can travel. Can move, man. I don't know if you know what it's like to be in quicksand or to be chained down to something, or it's very hard to move. You know, it's like, to give you guys a little testimony, when I was about a couple years ago, four or five years ago, I was in the deepest depression. I was drinking a lot. Not even that long ago, man. I've been sober for about almost, I would say, a year and a half, as far as from alcoholism. Just in general, you know, all those type of nasty habits that I used to have. But my point is, I got up to about 300 and close to 330, 340 pounds. Yeah. Yeah. And now I'm at about 230, which I definitely, I want to lose about 30 more pounds. But my point is, have you ever been, now that I can, I'm more agile and mobile because I lost a lot of that weight, right? Weight, burdens, right? it was hard to move. It was hard to breathe sometimes. It was hard to do regular things, you know? But now that I'm light, right, I can move. I can move freely. My breathing, my breath, you know, is much smoother and flowing, right? So that's kind of how it is when we remove the lid. When we remove the lid, we begin to lessen ourselves. I must decrease so that he may increase. And when he increases and his Holy Spirit has you and is guided and you're yielded to his authority, man, you begin to move with the agility, with lightness, right? You begin to move with lightness. And in this particular scripture, you are like a lamp on a stand, right? You are a lamp on a stand. And when we begin to remove the lid, we begin to allow the light to come in and shine through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just want to tell you guys, man, remove the lid. Remove the lid. So what does removing the lid look like? What is removing? What does that look like? Man, humility. Submission, surrender. Oh my, you know, I just without knowing was just this arrogant, prideful, just, I was a piece of, you know what, right? Like I was, man. And didn't know, like my heart was good, but then I found out it really wasn't, because I always had not a problem with authority figures. Like, I didn't create problems. A lot of the problems I created were within myself. But I just had a problem with submitting to authority, especially male authority. And that was just because of stem from, you know, like my relationship with my father. Like, I just didn't listen to anyone, especially men. I didn't want to hear anything. I thought I was the... Like, I felt like you just couldn't tell me anything. That was a huge, that was just a huge hindrance and limitation, man. That was clearly a lid, and that lid was on tight. That lid was on tight. I can honestly say that recently I've been able to truly, truly serve and submit. Not just submit to God, but definitely submit and yield to authority figures. You know, certain men in my life and brothers in my life that have God have put in my life to help me and to truly not only hold me accountable, but help me to get to the place God has called me to be, so that I can be a sharpened tool or a well-stringed piano or instrument, if you know what I mean, right? And that all came with removing the lid. And removing the lid has truly, truly blessed me in so many ways. Removing the lid started this podcast. Removing the lid saved my marriage. Removing the lid restored a lot of my relationships. Removing the lid brought me closer to God. And I trust me, I'm not here to paint this like this fantasy or this unachievable or just perfect way. No, I did something yesterday that, you know, most would say, oh, that's not God-like. You know what I'm saying? So, no, I never want to paint this picture because it's never me. We're all being perfected under his hand, you know, under our Father's hand. So, please, I don't want to paint that. And I'll definitely do another episode about just the gutsy and the what one would say as the grind. Like people think that walking with God is so pretty, so all, you know, road, like a walk in the park, you know. It's not, don't get me wrong, it's I wouldn't do it any other way or do life any other way. But please understand, a lot of men and women of God who are where they are, you see a piece of what you would say the glory, or the, which glory is all to God first off. But you see a piece of, oh, this brother, this sister is married, and this brother and sister has, you know, seems to be put together, and they are in this, man, we all have things that we deal with every single day. But that person or myself have learned to walk with God and learned to give him our burdens and learned to, you know, we suffer. I'm not saying you suffer like in a bad way. I know that sounds like suffering sounds bad, but, you know, suffering, sacrifice, a lot of brothers and sisters, they're where they are because of the things that they had to go through, that God brought them through, the things that we had to endure. You know, I'll just put it like this. You know, people can say what they want about me. I got a long way to go. But for instance, when I was 330 pounds, and now that I'm 230, nobody can't tell me that I can't wear certain clothes. Man, I worked hard to get to the point where I could, you know, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's what it's about. So I don't want people to think that when I speak on here that I'm coming from a place of I've arrived or I got, no. No, please, man, I was at work yesterday and I was like, I felt so just, I was just in a space where I was like, Lord, I'm tired, you know. It was a lot that day at work, you know, just, what comes with, what comes with certain men and women of God, you know, we, you know, there's certain things that I'll talk about in a whole nother, we're going to get there. This is Unveiled by Grace podcast. So know that, all of this is an unveiling process. All of this is a process that I am enjoying and I'm learning to enjoy. I don't know everything. I don't know nothing. To be honest, I'm just sharing with you guys what I've experienced, what I'm going through, and what God is walking and showing me how to navigate through. That is all. That is it. So please do not. I mean, I have a brother that's much younger than me that I learn so much from every single day. I mean, I learned something from my son every single day, and he's two. So there's no, like my mama Nita, my spiritual mother, would say, she would say, there's no big me's and little me's. It's none of that. It's none of that. You know, so I just want to make that clear. But, man, it's already, wow, I don't know why I felt like, but I do. I'm a stop here because I don't want to get into this space where I just take you guys down this I don't like to say rabbit hole because I don't think of it that way, but I just want to stay in pocket and not go ahead of God or go ahead of anything. So I'll stop here, but man, I just want to say, man, remove the lid, remove it. And because some of us, we got lid on our bottles and our bottles are empty. We really thirsty. For real, we thirsty. We thirsty out here in these streets. So remove the lid so our Heavenly Father can fill you up through Christ Jesus our Lord. Man, I love you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, this episode. So many, many more things to come. I'm excited. So many things I'm going to reveal to you guys as time go on and when I'm led to reveal things, because we have so much and so many things that we're offering here for our supporters. There's some things that God is going to use us to galvanize. Is that the right word? I don't even know what I'm talking about. Let me stop because I don't want to galvanize. Yeah. I think that's the word, y'all. Galvanize. Let me look that up. I know y'all like, what is that? Some of y'all probably already know because y'all smarter than me. Because I sure don't. Yes, galvanize. Galvanize to shock or excite someone into taking action. Yes. Galvanize. That's just the word the Holy Spirit gave me. So galvanize. galvanize the troops. Galvanize you guys to take action into the things of God. Take action into the kingdom. Take action. Take action. Take action. Take action. This is a call to action. But first we must remove the lid. Remove the lid, because you can't act. You can't take action or motion if you are chained down, if the lid is on. So take it off. Take the lid off. I love you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Man, I'm excited. I'm so excited. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day, your weekend, and your week to come. I love you guys so much. This is your man of God, Ron. This is the Unveiled by Grace podcast. I love you guys, but Jesus loves you more. I'll see you guys in the next one. Shalom. Oh, wait. Before I go. Go to my Instagram, guys. Go to my Instagram. I got to plug the social medias. I've been told that I need to start plugging the social media so you guys can see what I'm doing over there. So the Instagram, everything, TikTok, everything is Unveiled by Grace. Unveiled by Grace. Unveiled by Grace. So go support. Go check us out on social media. The website is coming. I'm going to have more over there for you guys as well. More content. We're putting together some dope garments, clothing for you guys. So that's coming along the way. Books. Hey, at plural. But no, guys, remove the lid. More to come. I love you guys. Unveiled by Grace podcast, we will be the number one podcast for Christian living and lifestyle. We're bringing the word of God to our generation. And we will galvanize you guys while doing it. I love you. This is your man of God, Ron. This is Unveiled by Grace. Shalom.